Le 11 novembre 1918 était signé l'armistice mettant fin à la Seconde Guerre mondiale. Voici quelques-unes des lettres des soldats échangées pendant le conflit. Soldats d'ailleurs, texte 17. Letter from Richard Gilson, 12 mai 1915, France.
My dear mother, I have just come through a particularly nasty period. We went into the trenches on Wednesday night and on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Our artillery commenced bombarding the German trenches, and after 20 minutes had elapsed, we went over the parapet. My goodness, what a reception the Huns had in store for us. They simply swept the ground with machine gun fire and shrapnel. It was found impossible to make any advance in our quarter, so I dug myself and awaited event. It was horrible suspense, as I seemed to be the only man untouched. All around me, and being personally acquainted with each man, made mother worse. In fact, it's all wrong to call them men, as they were mostly mere boys.
About early afternoon, I was hailed from the trenches as to whether it was possible to get back, for me to get back. I replied in the affirmative and decided to run the risk of getting potted on the way. So I commenced crawling on my stomach until about a few yards from the parapet, then made a spring and rushed headlong over the top, nearly spoiling the features of a few who happened to be in the trench and were not expecting me. We were relieved that afternoon, but some of the fellows did not get until nightfall, and these experienced another bombardment. Billy Hastings is quite fit and the only pal left. We have been resting since and getting information about the illegible, but by all reports we shall be up again soon. No rest for the wicked, it is said, and if true, we must surely be a bad lot.
What a terrible thing about Lusitania, and with so many Americans aboard. Should imagine there will be more trouble. I've received box and letter dated 6th, and I am most thankful for everything you are all doing for me. As regards the pest, mask of cotton, pads which served as gas masks, all we were served out with were made on the spot and consisted of a piece of gauze and tape, and was steeped in a solution of bicarbonate of soda. Prior to discharge, I lost all my belongings except the gilet, so should be glad of a few toilet requisites when next you are sailing a parcel. Do not trouble about towel. Perhaps Frank would get me a shaving brush. Must no clothes. Much love to all. From your affectionate son, Dick.
Texte 18.
Brief von Ludwig Schwan aus Brest an seine Eltern. Aber dieser große Krieg muss ja doch wohl einmal ein Ende nehmen. Vielleicht kommt der ersehnte Friede rascher. Als wir zu offen wagen, über Nacht, wie auch die Flamme dieses Kriegs plötzlich emporschlug, die ganze Welt in Brand setzte. Ach, war es doch schon so weit, wie gern hatte ich Weihnachten bei euch verbracht.